So today is are we the December 7th or 8th? 7th? December 7th, 2016, and we're going to do lesson 157, sitting while holding the legs. So this is just going to really help open your hips and your glutes, all that area. Because again, those areas get really tight as we go into ski season, you know? Just, you know, even if you're just out walking. So, last week what we did, right? Do you guys remember the pelvic clock? Okay. So, lie on your backs. Take a moment to check in. See how you feel today. So, I would like you to continue to draw into your awareness your four dots. The two behind the buttocks and the two with the shoulder blades. And then draw your lines to make your rectangle so you get a sense of your trunk. Right? So we've had this emphasis now for many months about working with your trunk, strengthening the core, right? But then having flexibility when it comes to our mobility to the ribs and the pelvis and the hips. Does that make sense, everyone? So just to remind you of what we did that will help with today's lesson, go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing in that good standing position, right? And so we've done hundreds of times of just what I call tilting the pelvis towards 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. So flattening the lower back and then arching the lower back to sit on the tailbone, right? If you remember anything for the rest of your life, from Feldenkrais is the pelvic clock, 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, right? This is just one of the greatest movements you can do anywhere. So not lifting, Brigida, tilting, right? You're just rocking. Nope, that's lifting. And I got to take your gum out. So you guys, no gum is allowed when you come to class. And there's okay, there's multiple reasons. One is, seriously, you could swallow it, and, you know, my CPR is just coming up. I've got to renew it. But that would just be a freak out for all of us. But the other reason is that it occupies your brain to chew, and you can't be focusing on what you're doing here as much because you're chewing, 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 so your brain can't be thinking about chewing and moving. So that's it. Now you're remembering.
No, I just had an abscess.
I'm sorry. So that's it. So 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. So you guys, you're just tilting. It's a roll, right? And then as you do this a few times, you start to notice that your head is being moved, right? So when you go towards 6 o'clock, which is sitting on the tailbone, you have a big arch underneath the spine, it pulls your head down. So feel it. You don't make anything happen. Just feel it. That's the sit on your tailbone. That's it, Marlene. So not so, because you're going way too rough. So this is to be super slow. There you go. Let it, there, see it pulls.
Is my chin going down?
Shh, stop talking. Flatten. Nope, too much. Okay. Don't overdo that. You're going to blow a disc like Lola. Now go this way. Arch. The most important way is arching and see how your chin pulls, your head pulls down.
Okay.
Your head's moving on the floor. Just feel that. Now it's away. So this is not an aggressive movement. And the most important direction, see, you can feel how tight those hips are. The most important direction is 6 o'clock, getting that arch. So what I was going to say is, I mean, and you know what? They actually have this now in airports, you guys. They actually have places that you can lay down and stretch on the floor.
Really?
Yes. They also have, I was the last trip, you know, in Portland, they have pet rooms now where you can take, there's so many dogs now, you know, there's a pet room so that they can go to the bathroom. You can take them off leash if they need to feet or whatever, but there's also rooms where you can go and stretch. They call it like a yoga room. So no, seriously, I have done this where I just lie on the floor and I do this because your back gets really tired and your butt stiff from sitting on an airplane. Okay, so then to the sides are 3 and 9. Remember, the legs don't get a move, but the pelvis moves. That's it. Easy. That's it. Gentle. Just easy. Yeah. There you go. Right? So that's 3 and 9. Right? And then if you come back to the center, let's say you flatten your lower back and go to 12, and then over to 3. Down to 6, over to 9, and back to 12. And as you continue to make the pelvic clock, now you keep on doing this, you feel what's happening in the rest of you. But remember, the knees stay up to the ceiling. Beautiful, Nancy. That's it.
Am I better today?
So feel what you're doing. So what was the one thing that I said is the most important thing? So everybody stop and relax for a minute. Rest your legs. What is the most important direction?
Six.
Okay, what does that do with your back? Okay. I cannot tell you enough. Do not over tuck and go to 12 o'clock with anything in your life unless you want to have a pop disc. Okay, that means this. Do not do that. So when you're on the ground, you very carefully go to 12. Some of you just suck in and push back and you're gonna blow a disc. Do not do that. I've just finally got my dog now 4 months out recovered from blowing a disc because of all the diarrhea. What did the diarrhea? Straining, okay? Do not do that. There's only one way a disc can blow, out the back. Okay, Corinne? That's what you chronically do. Okay. That's why your hips are tight. Because if you're chronically pulling this in because somebody told you to tighten your core and you think this is tightening your core, this is tucking your pelvis under. It is not tightening your core. It then makes your hips miserable and your lower back. No good. Okay? Okay? Your butt needs to be out in the world. Extend, arch, out. That's right, unless you want to pop a disc.
No, I don't want to do this.
You want to be like Lola? She's been up for 4 months. I finally have gotten her well.
So.
Very gently there. So when you're doing the clock, go to 6. Okay? Emphasize the forward way. Then when you come over here, so you were, you know, this is where you spend your world, Corinne. Here.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. And that's why your ribs and your pelvis are tight.
Okay.
Because you never get to this place.
And I don't, that's not natural.
Exactly. Because I think somebody said to you, and you did a lot of sit-ups and a lot of tucking.
Not classical ballet.
What?
Classical ballet.
Yeah, but, well, maybe back in the day you just had the wrong, you know, instruction. Because ballet, you're never tucking under.
Oh, always.
Mm-mm. Ballet is you zip up. You zip up. You do not tuck. As soon as you tuck, you lose your power in your hips. You can't be on point and have your pelvis tuck under. It's impossible. Right? You have to be in neutral to go on point. I know, I have a daughter that's a ballet dancer.
So is this, am I doing three?
That's wrong.
Doing 3 to 9?
Right, so what she's doing, everybody come watch her.
Just, yeah.
so you all learn.
That's the only way I can move.
Right, right. I mean, she thinks it's the only way she can move. This is how her habit is so strong. So this is not 3 and 9.
Yeah.
That's side bending. Huh. So you're doing this.
Yeah.
Okay? What did I tell you? What's the most important direction?
Forward.
That's right. So now from 6, how would you get over to 3?
There.
Ah!
There you go.
That's rotation. That's it.
Feels better too.
No, it's good for, right?
So instead of, are you swiveling?
Right, see, this is what she was, how many of others of you felt like you were doing what Corinne was doing?
Instead of wagging my tail, I go up and then kind of
over.
Yeah. Okay. Now that's a lift. To me, that's
well,
lifting.
Well, don't do it so drastically.
It's a teeter-totter. It's like a teeter-totter.
Subtle.
If one side goes down, one side comes up.
Yeah.
Right? And the most important direction. So Corinne has lived her whole world, go back, here, and then doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then she wonders why her hips and all that's tight.
Yeah.
Right? Your world should be here, and here, and here.
I was just not doing this at all right.
Okay, now let's go back.
Thank you, and I apologize.
No!
It's
very helpful for everyone. Yes? You always learn, never ever apologize. The biggest mistake people make is not asking questions. Because there's always somebody else doing something, even if it's similar or whatever. But, you know I don't encourage a lot watching people, but it's good to watch another person. And Corinne, you're not the only person in the room that learned to talk. Right?
Did I use the hand go up?
I mean, it's just... Right? Steve always says to me, like, when we go out and stuff, he's like, it's amazing how you sit everywhere I sit. Because, I mean, I always sit on my sit bones and my posture's so up. I mean, you see people, and it's just, like, horrible looking at how people sit. Kids are the worst. They don't even sit on a chair. They have the edge of their butt, you know, on the edge, and one point of their back, and they're not even...
squared.
They're just like, oh! Right? And they're going to just blow discs in their back at a very young age. Okay, are we good with that? So everybody make one circle clockwise, one circle counterclockwise. And it never hurts to make this review right now. It'll help for the lesson. This movement is so important.
If you ever feel like your SI joint is out of whack, this will fix it.
This will fix it.
Yes.
It helps everything. Okay, so from here, you guys are going to come up to sitting. And you're going to use your left hand to lean on. Okay? Because you're going to grab your right hand. So your left hand is somewhere here, comfortable. Okay? And you're going to use your right hand to get a hold of your left foot. Okay? So here's the time when you're going to go towards 6 o'clock, or 12 o'clock, excuse me, rounding, right? Is if you're going to lift the leg, you do round. But then as you lower the leg, you arch. So you round, right? This is where, think 12 and 6 o'clock, we're still doing that. Excellent. So you really don't need the left hand too much. Brigitte, bring your left hand to the outside, sweetie. There you go. There. Now, the next time that you bring the left foot down, I'm going to have you slide it on the floor to make it long. And slide it back. And slide it forward. And bend forward in your hips. That's it. Do that again.
Sure, tight.
Right? So, and again, back to the hips, if you watch, that's why I'm sitting down doing it with you. I'm bending here. Can you see that? Right? If, back to Corinne, if you're chronically tucked under, you're gonna try to straighten here and pull your shoulder. Do you see this is in my back? But you start sitting up straight and see how I bend from my hips, my whole upper body goes forward. It's really important. Otherwise, this is how people hurt their shoulders. That's it. Beautiful. Now, lift it up again. And we've done this before. Bring the left hand underneath the knee of the right left foot and just swing and cradle. Right? That's it. See if you can make a circle. Change the direction. You should feel some of this in your glute and butt. Now, keeping both hands here, we're going to bring the left leg down and we're going to straighten the left leg. That's it. So you really have to take your upper body forward. And it's not about ever making your leg straight. Okay, that's not important. It's just taking your whole self down. Excellent. Now, let's just pause for a moment. Rest on your backs and feel the difference in your left leg and your right leg. Let's see what happened. Great. So maybe the left leg feels longer.
Left leg is different.
It's definitely different. Maybe it feels more space in the hip joint. It's turned out more. It's more relaxed in the hip.
Yeah,
right? Okay, so let's come up and do the same thing with the right leg. So again, you can place your right hand somewhere comfortably, but you're not really leaning on it. It's just kind of there for balance. Your left hand scoops under your right foot, right? And the first thing we did was lift it up and bend it down, right? So now you're back to rounding the lower back and arching. Again, it's not really about straightening the leg. You're utilizing the leg to move your trunk and your torso and your hips. That's it. Now you bring the right leg down, right? And we started to straighten it. Excellent. And then we brought the right hand under the right knee. The left hand still with the right foot, cradling the leg. And as much as possible, you're starting to let your right knee open up, right, some, you guys. So you can bring it into your chest, but then can you open it up some? Making a circle, changing the direction of the circle, and then holding on with both hands, placing it down, and leaning forward to lengthen and come back. Your butt. You kind of have the same issue as me. Get off the left side. Let your left buttocks. Left. The bad leg. Left. Not the right leg. Not the leg you're holding. Get off the left. You got to come over to the right side. There. There you go. Okay. Now rest it again. And let's see how that feels. Okay, so from here, you're going to come up to lean on your forearms. So let's start with both to begin with, like this. These are your forearms, okay? You're going to bend your left leg, get a hold of it with your right foot, and now you can roll a little bit more over to the left side to start to lengthen the leg. So it's a big twist and stretch in your ribs on the right side. So you're thinking of lengthening, but most important, let your right leg is relaxed. So you can really roll onto the left side. Really roll on that left buttock glute area. That's it. And make sure you're breathing. See if you can even put the left leg all the way down onto the floor. Right? So this right leg has to turn. Kind of brings us back to that side sitting, strange position, right? Okay, do it a couple more times so I can watch you guys. Oh, that's fun. So let the right knee bend. Let the right knee relax. That's it. Let the right knee more, that's it, Marlene. Let that right knee just turn in and relax. Nice, Barb. That's it, Jane. Excellent. Yes, let that leg turn in. Let that leg just be loosey-goosey. See, half the time you guys don't realize that you think if I ask you to move one part, the rest of you stays in a rigid position. Let the rest of the body go. Right? It follows. It's follow the leader. So the leader is what I ask you to do. It's like when you walk. You take steps, but what follows? Your arms move, right? Things participate. Beautiful. Come back up. Let's try the other side. So you're going to lean on the right forearm. You're going to take your left hand with your right foot, right? And you just started by lengthening it and bending it. And then you introduced rolling onto that side, letting the left leg and pelvis come over. And then you come back, right, each time. So you're really rolling over the side of your pelvis and hips, you guys. And what's so critical here is eight muscle groups are all attached there. It's a big junction. So we tend to be, right, really tight and stiff along there, and that's why people like to do, or they do rolling on the roller. But I like this better. This gets you more change than rolling on a hard roller. That's it. Okay, and let's rest on your backs again. Beautiful. Just see how that feels. Okay, so from here, we're going to continue starting on your back. And we're going to just start with the right leg. So you're going to bend your right leg and then bring it up over your head, right? So you're on your back. And so that your both of your hands are going to come above you to get a hold of this right foot. I personally like to bend my left leg. You can have it straight or bend it. Okay, so, but everybody's holding on to their right foot. So you're thinking about straightening it, but at the same time, you're thinking about rolling. So you're going to start to roll to the right, come back to the center, and you're going to roll to the left. Now, ironically, for me, it's easier to roll to the left.
Ah! Sorry. Oh, did I get you in the face?
Yes, you just kicked me, Corinne.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Wake me up a little bit. So, as you roll, you're rolling along your back, which is that rectangle, right? And one of the most important things is keeping your head down, right? So you do not lift your head. You're rolling. You're rolling your back. You're rolling your head. Everything is rolling. And you're attempting to be able to take this right foot and both of your arms all the way to the left, touching the ground, coming back up, and coming all the way over to the right. I mean, this is one of those movements that just feels so wonderful. And again, you can allow the left leg, it's bent, it turns, it twists. Your left leg follows the rest of you, right? I mean, if you could remember this movement, this is one of the nicest movements you could do after skiing. Because it just helps everything lengthen out. Now, as you continue, I moved out of your way, Corinne. Now I'm in Nancy's way a little bit.
Preservation.
Going to the right, right? If you come all the way over to the right and you let the right leg come down, right? The left knee is bent behind, and we're back to what we did a couple weeks ago where you slide your head in front and you come up to sit. Marlene, perfect. Let the left leg bend more, roll your head forward, and come up to sit, side sit. Awesome. And then you go down the same way. So you never let go of the right foot. You take your head in front of the leg, roll onto the back, and let's do the right side again. Roll over to the right, and you don't lift your head. You drag it on the floor, your forehead, in front of the left shin, and then bring it up.
That's so uncomfortable.
Because you're going the wrong way. Only go to the right. That's your right.
Yeah.
Now, drag your head forward. Mm-hmm. There you go. Slide it in front of you. Come up to sitting. That's it. Keep the left leg bent. Remember I said let the left knee bend. And this is back to the pelvis. So that's it. So pause, Nancy. That's it. Now really use this to bring you up. That's it. It's all that barb beautiful. So right here. Okay, you shouldn't be lying on that arm. That arm's going to be in front of you. So just come up to the side sitting like this. Keep that knee leg behind. Behind. Behind.
Okay.
Now, get this hand with that foot so you're not leaning on it.
Mm-hmm.
Take your head forward. There you go. There! Now stop right there and come back up.
Oh.
Just get familiar with this. Drop your head. There you go. Slow. Don't be in a hurry. See, you're rushing it. I don't want you to rush it. Go slow. Just, I know, but stick with this piece so that you don't, I don't want you to hurt your arm. And then come up again. How's everyone doing?
I'm ready to do the other side. I feel a little lopsided.
I told you, right? Okay, everybody got up? Bonnie? Okay, I got to help Bonnie. So either you guys can watch or rest. I can't leave anybody behind. Okay. I'm going to have you do what I had Brigida do, right? So let this leg relax. This leg. No, but that relax doesn't mean make it straight. I told you bent. Okay, but let all this come forward, right? So you have to really roll over that leg that's down. There. That's it. So what I had Brigida do is just start like this. Relax your head. Take your head down. And go from here to come back up. So if you guys watch Bonnie, the issue is, guess where? She's so tight in here, right? So when something is difficult like this, we just break it down. She doesn't need to go all the way down, but I want her to learn what needs to let go in these glutes and this hip. And now she'll tell you, she'll tell you in a minute, her neck is relaxing tremendously. Her neck is getting the most free. Why is her neck tight? Because her ass is tight. It's connected, right? Right in here, you feel that, right? And you guys, it's no good, I hate to say this, these roller classes, lying on a roller and it's painful. You're just rolling over a muscle. You're not changing neurologically what's going on. Just rolling over a muscle doesn't really, does that make sense? And it hurts. I mean, people go to these roller classes and they think if it really hurts, they're ironing it out. But then you go to the class again and it's just as tight. Because you're not changing what's happening in the brain. It will let go when you take yourself through the movements to let it go. Yes?
Yep.
Rest on your backs. Marlene wants to go to the other side. Wasn't that amazing, Bonnie, how much your neck let go?
Yeah.
Her neck just like became like butter as her hip relaxed. Right? It's all connected. But seriously, just rolling. I mean, the only thing a roller is good for is if you're making a pie and you're going to roll out dough, you know, and it's good. But to roll on a roller, just, you know, I see people lying on it and they do that in the PT. It's awful. First of all, it's so painful. You stop breathing, grit your teeth, and then you lock your rib cage because it hurts so much. This is much gentler. Okay, so we started on your backs. So you're going to now bring the left leg, right, into the air. And you're going to get a hold with both hands. I just love this lesson because I just think it starts to feel so good, right? And you just start rolling, right? And then now you let the right leg. It bends, it turns. Let the entire self follow along, right? And just feel how you can go over to the right side, right? Were we doing the right leg last time or the left?
Yeah,
oh, okay, so you should be holding the, did I say it wrong?
No, we're doing left now.
Thank you. I got us all confused. It's that kind of day. I forgot the spin shoes. It's a confusing day. So you're holding the left leg. I'm so sorry. With both hands. And you started on your back. But nonetheless, you're rolling to the right and left. But when you come to the left, right, the right leg softens, the knee bends behind, right? And then you slowly come up to sitting. And then you go back down. Now, if you can't, you can help yourself come up to sitting and then just work with the part of coming down and up. Right? And back to Corinne, what you said about getting this all better, about this all separating in here.
Uh-huh.
Right? This is what's going to do it. Right? It's just learning how to let, that's it, all that area be opened up. And you're really rolling a lot. You guys are all feeling this, right? On the left hip, where all those muscles are attached. But again, if you just lie on a hard roller, you're not changing in your brain how to move differently, right? Because you're taking your hips, pelvis, back, ribs, everything through a huge range. Yes? You guys understanding that? It's a huge range. That's it, Marlene. Keep the head down, though. You lift it too soon. You want to drag your head. Beautiful, Brigida.
Yeah.
Look at how she's coming along. You would just never know that she was struggling 5 minutes ago. But see, really drag the head. Drag the head in front. That's it, Corinne. And just feel all this yummy stuff breaking apart in there, where those glutes and everything.
Yeah, it's good.
That's it, Lynn.
I keep my head down, it works.
There you go. That's it. Now let the
head.
That's it. And kind of same with you as Bonnie. Just right here, just think about in your butt. The more you let go in here, the softer your head. Now just see, just come back up. So like what I mean is getting this
down.
That's it. See, watch. Look at how the neck will relax. Ah.
Did you get my email this morning?
What?
Did you get my email this morning?
That's it. And get this. Oh.
Yeah,
that down.
when the bird steps on the lever.
Oh, that was something, see? Yeah. Right? It's so connected deep in your hip joint.
I'm feeling different, interesting things in my middle back.
Yes. There's such a deep connection. Good, you guys. Okay. And rest on your back. So, yeah, I mean, whether it's downhill skiing or skate skiing, this is probably one. I mean, you know, it's just like rolling like a baby on the floor. But it will resituate everything that's getting tight, right? Letting it go. So just feel how it feels lying there now. Let's just take a nice rest. I just kind of let, like I said, what's so important about what we're doing is that your brain is reconfiguring and understanding movements relative to one another that you need to do life things instead of just rubbing out a muscle. In fact, when it comes to those rollers, because most of you have seen them, I have them at home, they need to be used in a very appropriate, gentle way. But more coming from a place of understanding, changing things neurologically. Okay, let's go back to the right foot. And we're going to try now, we're first going to do the right foot, rolling to the right and coming up to sitting, and then we're going to weave in being able to roll up to the other side. So you roll to the right side, let the left leg just come easy breezy. So, you know, again, Lynn, like with you, Lynn, and Marlene, take your head forward. Really work on, now pause right there. Everybody look at Marlene. Okay? So you can see, come up again a little bit, right? See this gap? Because she's so tight in here. It's like, right? There's like a lot of mass in here, not like she's a big person. This is mass. It's our biggest muscle group. So it's really important she goes forward and just bends in here. And so you're stretching all that out, right? And then come bring the head over. There. Look at that, right? So you're getting in here and here and then roll on the back, right? Don't shortchange yourself. It is not about coming up to sitting. It's the finesse. Do it with finesse. Right? Isn't that a good word?
Yeah.
I love that word. That's it. So, Corinne, again, fold your foot closer to you and bring the other one closer to you. Yeah. Now bring your head more forward so you can really, right? So wherever the gaps are, with your glutes in your butt, right? As you come to the side sitting position and there's space under your thighs or your knees, that's where things need to be worked out because everything should be flat, right? So like Lynn, all this space in here, right? Because you're holding so much in here, right? This should be down more.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, wow. That should be this. Your crotch should be touching down here. This gap shouldn't be there. That's your working area. Why? Because you're so held in here. Mm-hmm. Right? And we know why. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's just, you work with it. Right? How do I get this?
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy I got my right side.
Beautiful, Marlene. So again, that's it, Bonnie. Keep coming forward. Keep rolling forward. Roll, 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 roll. So Bonnie has the same issue. She gets that gap underneath there. Right? And it's all, you guys, there's so many muscle groups in the groin, in here, the butt, and this is what you're working out. I hate to say it, it's because we sit on our ass, right, so much, right? It's just one big tight mass. So this rolling movement is that you're turning, stretching, bending, folding, right? All of these areas. so much better for you than rolling on a roller. Looky there, Lynn. You guys are just doing brilliant today. Brilliant. Look at that, Lynn. Look. It's the first time your butt's down. Oh, savor it. Look at, same with Corinne.
Look here.
Same with Corinne. She's getting both sides of her butt down. Look at Marlene. You guys are getting for the first time both butt cheeks down when you side sit. This is huge. But, right? Okay, let's take a rest and we're going to go to the other side again. So let's take a rest. Oh! No, just wait till you come. It's extraordinary what you're going to feel when you come up. Because it's like there's going to be just so much space in your hip joint. It's like, wow, all those muscles that are usually so tight, there's all this room in there, right? And so, like, this is really important for us skate skiers, you know, where it gets so tight.
Feels like it's laying a lot flatter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
cool. Well, you know, it's work to undo tension. Yeah. It's no kidding, right? But I have to tell you, that's why I got on the floor, to do some, because of after all the skate skiing downhill and cycling the last couple days, my legs have felt so tight. I'm like, I need this too. And even when I was teaching spin, like I was getting a cramp and stuff, like it's all gone now. It's like, I needed this too. But this is one of the best things you can do. So we'll come back to it again. We're not even gonna get through the whole lesson. I think it's just so important to stick with this one piece and not add in other pieces. So now you're going to bring the left leg up, get a hold of the left leg, right? And that means you're going to roll to the left. It means you let the right leg come along, right? Drag your head in front. And you're going to really work on getting that butt cheek and that right butt cheek down, right? So, like, just look at Corinne's starting place here, right? It's just so bound up here. Right, and then she's gonna go back down again because it's not forcing it. It's somewhere in here where she needs to come forward with her head more, right, more, and she needs to bend in here like Marlene that I was, oh, yeah, oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's.
Ooh, I know. Right? We're a bunch of tight asses in here. That's it. So, you know, everybody's, you know, in a little different place with this, right? So what you do is you just keep rolling over, beautiful Barb, and you keep working with it, right? And you keep looking for yourself. Where is there room to improve? Where can it become a little more finesse? That's it, Bonnie. And now let this pelvis is way back here. Let this come forward. More. Forward. This has got to come forward to bring your head forward. And I think come back, come up to sitting, start from sitting like we did before. Okay. Yes, Barb?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, so start there. And now really come forward and let this work on this forward. That's it. Forward. Right? Because you're way back here. Forward. Turn in there. Turn in that hip. Get forward. Turn in here. So tight in here. Yikesy. And you know, this tightness that you guys are working on, you know, like with Bonnie over here, it is not from doing activities. It seriously is from lack of activities. You know, sitting, and it's like this decrepit tension. You know, activities break up from things being like that. That's why it's so important to keep moving.
So when you're sitting like this, both butt cheeks should be...
You're doing great.
On the ground.
Yeah.
I can feel there's this...
There's still, yeah. Well, just, and keep taking your head forward and working like with, yeah. So are you. You're all fantastic. Oh, your back, everything, right? You're Marlene, beautiful. Look at the progress she's making. Right? This is more than any stretch class you can go to. That's it. Beautiful, you guys. Lynn, that looks so nice. Right? Just look at Lynn, how beautifully she's just got her head down and she's just rolling her head. And look at the relationship in her butt. Right? You see? And then she still needs, there's room to figure out. Right? You can see, and this was your issue, Bonnie. For a lot of you, this is back to 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. You're tucked under, and so you're too chronically in this position. Instead of letting, that's it, this has to soften and roll forward. Okay? But when you're in that tucked position like this, it tightens all this. Right? So she's got to let this turn inside and come forward as she sweeps forward. She's got to, that's, bend forward more. There! Even more. I know, it's not what you think. You think it's back being tucked under, but it's not. Right? It's having, this has to come, see on me how far forward it comes? I mean, I'm super free in my hips. Most of you are somewhere way back here. Right? Right? It's like, oh, you see how much I turn in there? Look at how much this leg turns. Right? And then you can come forward. But if you're pulled back like this, you see what my back does? You gotta let that come forward. And then that means on the side that you're lying on, it really stretches out the butt cheek. Woo! Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Excellent. Okay, let's lie on your backs and rest. This was good. We continue with this next week.
This is where everything's in here is screaming.
Well, that's good. That's good. Excellent. Okay, lie on your backs. Let's rest. Take a nice rest. So we'll continue with this next week and then move the face the following week. You guys are going to be like wet noodles. But in such a good way, like I said, when you come up, you're going to feel freedom everywhere, in your trunk, your neck, your shoulders, your legs. You're going to feel like you just got a, you know, like a wonderful massage and everything's loose, but you did it yourself. And that's what's so awesome. Really, of all the movements you could do after skiing, this is like just a beautiful lesson. Okay, so taking your time, let's roll to a side. Come to sitting and come to standing to see how you feel.